I think I met Lydia Vance at my first poetry reading. It was at a bookstore on Kenmore Avenue, the drawbridge. Again, I was terrified. Superior, yet terrified. When I walked in, there was standing room only. And Peter, who ran the store and was living with a black girl, had a pile of cash in front of him. "Shit," he said to me. "If I could always pack him in like this, I'd have enough money to take another trip to India." I walked in, and they began applauding. As far as poetry readings were concerned, I was about to bust my cherry. I read 30 minutes, then called a break. I was still sober, and I could feel the eyes staring at me from out of the dark. A few people came up and talked to me. Then, during a lull, Lydia Vance walked up. I was sitting at a table drinking beer. She put both hands on the edge of the table, bent over, and looked at me. She had long brown hair, quite long, a prominent nose, and one eye didn't quite match the other. But she projected vitality. You knew that she was there. I could feel vibrations running between us. Some of the vibrations were confused and were not good, but they were there. And she looked at me, and I looked back. Lydia Vance had on a suede cowgirl jacket with a fringe around the neck. Her breasts were good. I told her, "I'd like to rip that fringe off your jacket. We could begin there." Lydia walked off. It hadn't worked. I never knew what to say to the ladies. But she had a behind. I watched that beautiful behind as she walked away. The seat of her blue jeans cradled it, and I watched it as she walked away. I finished the second half of the reading and forgot about Lydia, just as I forgot about the women I passed on the sidewalks. I took my money, signed some napkins, some pieces of paper, then left, and drove back home.